Hello and welcome to the Indoors Podcast. I am your host, Asher Korn, and on this podcast, I have interviewed local bands to find out how they have personally and emotionally been impacted by COVID-19 and what we can do to continue help supporting them. Each artist has submitted a sample of their music and a small bio to share in addition to their stories. On this episode, I interview Rose Variety, a band made by three former childhood friends rekindling friendship through music. This is a very neat feeling, so they try to make music to express it. They hope that in the future we will look back on this experience and think, quote, I'm glad this happened, end quote. Coming up next is their song, Nocturnal Migraine, followed by an exclusive interview with Beck Perez.
I'm Beck, Rose Variety. I just make music all the time. It's not like a career or anything, or something that I yearn to be a career. I enjoy it quite a bit. Yeah, Rose Variety, it's just anything that I make. Usually that's loud music. Sometimes it's softer stuff, but I don't really release that ever. That's about it.
How have you been affected by everything?
Let's see, I mean, I never really left the house before, and now I wish I did leave the house. One thing that really does suck, though, is because, like, the only people that I really wanted to interact with was my band, and we've cheated a couple times in seeing each other, but we haven't played music together in about 1.5 months, which is the longest we've ever gone since we started. During the school year, it's hard to play with each other, especially since this is our first year of college. So yeah, the summertime was supposed to be when we were all gonna ground. We're just all very cooped up right now. We also have an EP we're about to release. That's not even finished yet, so we can't finish it either. So that sucks, but yeah, we had all these plans to do all these things, and it's bummy that we can't do them, but at the same time, it's what are you gonna do? You know, like, there's not, like, we didn't cause or affect any of this, and, like, the only thing we can do to make it go faster or slower is just to stay home. When we get back together, when we start playing music all together again, it's gonna go fucking crazy. Or it's gonna go wild.
How wild is wild?
Freaking crazy. I don't know. I don't know. Like, I feel like we all have this, like... Well, we all have, like, crazy ADD as well, which is why... I don't know if that affects it, but... Either way, I feel like we've all just, like, the longer we're cooped in together, the, like, the more excited and the more energy... That's just... I hate that word. But, like, the more, like, effort we'll put into making music, which... It's not, like... I mean, as long as, the whole thing is, like, as long as we're having fun, like, that's the big shtick of it all. But I'm just really excited to see my boys again when we can see each other again. We're thinking of starting a Rose Variety Complex, too. Well, like, we're just gonna move in. Me and, I don't really know what to call Campbell. Campbell is a jack of all trades. He writes songs for us. He played synth for us. He plays bass and synth for us now. Maybe he'll play guitar in the future. But yeah, that's Campbell. Love of my life.
Wholesome content.
He's the only one you'll get wholesome content from. The other ones are fucking maniacs. I'd say that's how quarantine has affected us. We're all just missing each other very much. The second we see each other, we'll probably record the second EP after finishing the first one, because we know how easy it is to record now. But yeah, I think that's it about... What's quarantine done to us? We just hope everybody's staying safe.
I did want to ask, if you do create, like, the Rose Variety Complex, besides roses, well, what color roses would you plant? And how many plants will you plant at your complex?
Let's see. I don't know. The classic red's always a good way to go. That's the only rose I really like. Whenever I see, like, different, like, colored roses, I'm like, these are just poser roses. As far as plants go, I'm very bad at keeping things alive, besides my dog, not including me. I don't know. What would we plant? Campbell, I feel like Campbell would plant the most beautiful plants. I feel like he's been wanting to, but he's just been living at his parents' house, and, like, they forbid him from planting. I don't know. But I just feel like whatever, like, pretty thing will come out of that house will be because of Campbell. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know design or anything for... Like, if you look, here's how you'll know what's, like, who's creative or not in the band. It's just based off our Animal Crossing towns.
Yes, come through Animal Crossing. Yes.
Mine looks, like, complete. My island, like, I've been checking up with Isabel for, like, every day for, like, the past 2 weeks. I'm like, all right, I put up fences, I put up flowers, what now? And then she's like, all right, your island still has a 1-star rating. We need to get to 3 stars to get KK here. And I'm like, God damn it. Campbell finished that game, like, within the week of playing it. So, yeah, I don't know. What would I put up there? I don't know. Like, as far as decorating goes for me, I literally... If you look at my room versus all the others' rooms... Well, Chris is just American Psycho. Chris is the most minimalist motherfucker ever. Evan's kind of like... He's not spiritual, but he loves to put up that... like, the tapestry on, like, the ceiling and all that. So that's the type of kid Evan is. Let's see. Me and Campbell aren't too different, except Campbell has, like, a bunch of music posters, whereas I just, like, drew on my wall. So I don't know what the Rose Variety Complex would look like. I feel like it would just have a bunch of... Like, the decorations would just be a bunch of music everywhere. Like, it is in my basement right now. And Campbell's basement. What other plants? Oh, yeah, cacti. I do want a giant cacti in the backyard. I think that's it. Just music stuff. I haven't thought about it yet. We don't even have anything, like, furniture yet. So, we'll cross that bridge when we get to it.
And I take it, because you hung out recently, or you didn't hang out recently, but are you all in Denver together?
No. So, well, kind of. Chris, me and Chris very rarely text. He's not really much of, like, a phone person. He lives in CU Boulder. So, he was going up and down from there. I think he's down here now. Evan is staying at home. Evan's like 3 blocks away from me, but we can't see each other at all. Yeah, his girlfriend is making him not, and so are his parents. But Campbell lives all the way in Aurora, so it's not easy to see him, which is very, very bummy, but you know, that's how it goes. The three, me, Chris, and Evan, we all live in Stapleton, and yeah, always have been. We've been BFFs for life.
I did enjoy your band description, too. Drifted apart because life, and then became friends again, because we wanted to play music together. Like, that's just so wholesome.
No, I mean, that's literally it. I mean, I didn't want Rose Variety to be a band. In fact, Rose Variety was the name of my, like, Frank Ocean Joji project until, we don't need to get into the origins of Rose Variety, unless if that's something people would want to hear.
I mean, I think that'd be cool, but again, up to you.
Yeah, me, Evan, and Chris, we've been like, on again, off again, like, friends. We're always best friends whenever we're friends. We've always been, like, on again, off again, like, best friends ever since, like, elementary school. And I knew Campbell because he was in my old band from a very, very long time ago. One day, like, I think it was in junior or senior year of high school, Chris hit me up and he was just like, "Hey, I remember that one show we played. Do you want to just jam out again?" And I was just like, "Sure." And then Evan also wanted to play music with me. So I was like, "Yeah, why not?" And we were just kind of f***ing around my basement. And this guy named Tony, who used to book for Lost Lake Glamour Lounge and Globe Hall, had always asked me to play shows. And I was like, "I'm not playing shows anymore. I'm not doing that." And then out of the blue, he asked again. And like, I kind of had a band. And I was just like, "You know what? Okay, why not? Like, we'll play one show." So for our first show, oh yeah, we were also going by Aquaculture. Because that was the, I don't know, I thought it was a funny name. Someone from my old school at Denver School of the Arts had already previously had that name, and he tagged that Facebook page in the description of the Facebook event for that show, and yeah, so I just changed it to Rose Variety on a whim, and which was already the name of like my real music project. And then, yeah, that show was freaking killer, and it was weird, because like, I guess that was like the first time I like had good music to like show people. Because when I was little, I played a lot of shows. A lot of people didn't like it.
Why?
Because it was bad. It was boring. It was... I didn't even write songs. Like, I wrote, like, chord progressions and did, like, ad-libs over it. So it was weird when, like, people started liking, like, our... And I really wish I didn't. I don't care now, because we play shows, or we used to play shows regularly. No, I kept saying, I'm like, "This is our first and last show. Like, after this, we're never playing again." Yeah, then we didn't get any show offers after that. And I kept on wanting to change the name to, like, Drool. It was something goofy. Because Rose Variety was the name of my other thing. And then people, the more shows we played, the more people gave a about Rose Variety rather than my soft, emo, lo-fi beats. So I was like, alright, I guess this is Rose Variety. I guess this is my main shtick now. And yeah, and then Campbell came along because our friend Johnny from Triangle Introverts gave us a 6-track recorder so we could record our EP. And I touched it and plugged it in my computer, and I was like, "Wow, I do not know how to operate this thing at all." And then Campbell came along, and then he just helped us out. Yeah, so we wouldn't have even recorded the EP without him. Oh yeah, and then Evan left for college, and then Campbell came on as the synth player. Then Evan came back, and yeah, now the lineup is Chris as the drummer, Evan as the synth player / bass player, Campbell as the synth player / bass player, and then me, Beck Perez, as the guitarist / lead singer / synth player. And yeah, that's Rose Variety.
That's really cool.
But yeah, back to the whole us being friends again thing, it was just like in the beginning stages for everybody, it was really weird. We just, like, rented out a space, and it was just really odd, like, hanging out for, like these guys that, like, we've known our whole lives, but we haven't, like, talked to in the past year. And then Campbell came along, and it was an even weirder dynamic, because, like, I hadn't seen him in years, and Chris and Evan didn't even know who this guy was. But overall, we're all best friends. We always, like, except Chris, because he doesn't have a Switch. But me, Evan, and Campbell, we always play, like, Animal Crossing and do, like, hide-and-go-seek and, like, musical chairs, because, like, that's the only interaction we can all have together.
That's really wholesome. Very sad, but also very wholesome.
it's worth to wait for the ones you love.
Oh. Amazing content.
Thank you. It's gonna be worth it, because when we're back, we're just gonna be amazing.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Like I said, I don't necessarily yearn for Rose Variety to be like a career or anything, but I do think it's very special, and it makes me happy when people like see like how much work we put into it. And I hope that's what people see tonight. I don't know when this is gonna air, but tonight on 4/20, when I don't know. I mean, I try not to. Actually, no, I post everything I do because I'm a f-ing narcissist. But I just put a lot of work into this live stream tonight because it's the closest thing to a show I've ever gotten. That's about it. Just really excited for the future. I'm more optimistic than like bummed out right now. Like, I'm really excited to see how like things are like after this. I'm excited for the housing market to crash, so rent will be super cheap.
Yeah, that's something to look forward to.
Yep. Other than that, we're all good. We're all going a little crazy, but, you know, we're all in comfortable helping living situations, which is, another thing. They don't like it, but I don't care, because I pay for everything. Most of the that we're going to be releasing is going to be, like, free, like... A lot of things are a lot cheaper, and I respect bands who want to make money off their things, but no, we'll definitely be giving a lot of things away. Just really cool when that happens.
I was gonna ask, like, what's the best way to, like, support all of you and, like, just making sure that you're okay at this time? So, like, where will your stuff be releasing once this is all over?
Everywhere. I don't know if this is... We're just waiting for artwork right now, and then we're ready to release whatever we got. Well, just a song. We're going to be releasing a song, hopefully on May 1st. It's not the one that we sent you. That's a pre-mixed version of my personal favorite. The one that we're releasing is a song that me and Campbell wrote 3 years ago. And I think it's the first good song I've ever written. Because that was the first song someone ever came up to me and it was just like, whoa, that was like a good song.
What's the name?
It was previously titled No More Sad Songs, but a fear of legal action, we have changed it to Nocturnal Migraine. It's a song, it's just a song about moving on. It's about like not like bathing in like your sadness, I guess. Like not to be like, oh, you have depression, just be happy. But like nothing's gonna get better if you're not gonna do anything. But it's me telling myself. I'm not trying to like go on other people like, oh, like I'm not... I don't know. Yeah, another thing that we all have is diagnosed depression. And so it's like, I don't know. It's just something. So that song is coming out May 1st. It's gonna be tight. Yeah, I'm really excited. Corey Kaufman mixed and mastered it, and our friend Jimmy Finnegan played bass on it, and it's very incredible.
That's really exciting.
Yeah.
We love good mixed stuff.
No, that's another thing, is like, when Cactusville first started, I was just like, this is just gonna be like a live thing. I'm not really gonna care about it album wise. But Corey got his hands on it and he mixed and mastered it so beautifully. Like, it was worth every penny. But yeah, as far as support goes, we're all very okay. We're all like in houses. Most of us. Yeah, I think we're all living with our parents right now. That's why we do free. It's because, like, we're not looking for, like, Rose Variety to, like, elevate or anything. So, as far as supporting us goes, just listen to it. We'll try to give, like, Bandcamp stuff for free, like, the download codes and all that. But, yeah, just take care of yourself. Stay safe. If you are safe and you do have money, we suggest spending that on artists who want that money. It's just that we're all okay. We're all very safe. Like, you don't need to spend your money on us. Like, we're here to give to you. We're here to give you music. It's not something that we need anything for. If you like it, you like it. And that's about that.
That was very profound. Thank you.
Of course, yeah.
What is the name of the EP again?
I always like go back and forth and if I want to tell people or not, but I might as well. It's called Cactusville. That name literally means nothing.
All right.
The way that name came about, I don't know. I mean, I hate Evan. I wish he would have... I asked everybody if they wanted to do this. Everybody, they all just said they didn't want to. That's okay, though.
That's fair enough.
Well, Chris didn't answer, because he hasn't We don't need to get into Chris. We don't need to get into any of them. I'm mad at every one of them. I hate them all. But, anyway, no, Evan came up with Cactusville. I don't know why or how. I forget. I remember. We have this, it's not real, but we have this, like, we have this idea for a show where it's just a skit show called Did You Drink Enough Water? And one of the skits was called Cactusville. And I think Evan came up with that one. And then he also wanted it to be that EP name. And I took it to Instagram. I did a poll and I was like, what do you guys want the EP to be called? Cactusville or The Bexorcist?
Oh, that's brilliant.
That one only got 3 votes. Cactusville got 39. It made me so angry. My ego was shattered that night.
Wrecked.
But yeah, that's Cactusville. I've been trying to think of some, like, bull excuse for why it's called that, but in reality, it just sounds fun.
Is there any last-minute advice or anything you'd like to say?
Take your dog for a walk. Take your dog for a long walk. You know how much fun you'll have? You know how much fun you'll have seeing them just being, like, outside? It's incredible. Take your dog for a walk. A long one. Take a one that goes outside of your neighborhood. And then back. Just do that. That's all I gotta say.